little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
All right, welcome back to the Shadow Games Podcast, episode 158. So, this is gonna be our post E3 episode, as we do every year. And man, there's a lot of news.
There is, man.
From the big three, from our big three,
and then you've even got some of the other developers.
Yes.
Some even had their first time at E3 doing a presentation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So there's some first timers showing up, and
big time shockers for Sony.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was some big time shockers amongst all of them. They all put out some pretty big time shockers.
Ain't E3 a big shocker period when they announced E3?
It really is. It really is.
Even a lot of the indie games that were announced are really top notch this year.
Yeah. Yes. This episode, we are going to talk about E3. What happened, what went down, and what happened to GoFundMe.
Oh.
Actually, it was Kickstarter.
It was Kickstarter.
Yeah. GoFundMe. Kickstarter. At this point in time, you might have already heard about what happened to Kickstarter. Because it kind of spread like wildfire the very next day. So,
within 12 hours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Virtually it was 12 hours.
12 hours.
But, oh man, that's unheard of, man.
It's
unheard of.
Guinness Book of World Records right there.
But yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, here's your list of this, and you'll be like, oh god, they're just gonna run through a list of just all the different stuff and they're gonna talk about it.
Nope.
And it's gonna we're not gonna drag it on. This is actually gonna be quick, concise, to the point. We got a lot of data to cover, a lot of games, and a lot of information to cover, and we're gonna try to keep as interesting as possible. And
we're also, right now, we're gonna skip what our usual, you know,
intros, yeah.
Yep. So we're gonna skip this week's what we've been playing.
Because I don't care what these two have been playing.
I to tell you the truth, I haven't played that much anyway, so...
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I've basically just picked up Smash, and that was it.
Smash.
But yeah, we'll talk a little more about that later.
Alright, so shall we get on with the news, lady, then?
Yeah, so what should we hit up first? Should we hit up Nintendo, or...
I think Nintendo's a good start.
Nintendo's a must. The old school.
Alright. Okay, so, I guess I can cover Nintendo, since I actually saw this Direct, and these two guys haven't.
I was actually looking forward to this when I was at work.
Yeah, so these two guys haven't, but I actually watched it, and... Yeah, there's a lot of things that Nintendo put out. So, basically, they started off, Nintendo revealed some more information about the new Star Fox game that they announced last year at E3.
Star Fox Zero?
Star Fox Zero. Now, the reason why it's called Zero is because it's not a sequel or prequel to any of the other previous Star Fox mm-hmm. games. It's its own standalone game, but because they couldn't just call it Star Fox, because that already exists.
Indeed.
And they didn't want to name it that because it's not a remake.
They don't want to do a Star Fox 3.
Or, exactly, because it's not a sequel. So they went Star Fox Zero, and it's going to be the start of a whole new storyline. Basically, premise still the same. Fox, Falco, Peppy, Slippy, right? And Star Wolf is going to make a reappearance with his crew.
So I've heard.
So that's a thing. Hyrule Warriors is actually coming to 3DS as Hyrule Warriors Legends. And they're also introducing two more playable characters into it. So you've got... Princess Zelda in her pirate form. I cannot remember her name at the moment, and it's really annoying me.
Wait, hold on. Princess Zelda in her pirate form?
In her pirate form.
Yeah, from Wind Waker.
From Wind Waker. So...
Give me 1 second, I'll help you on my phone.
It's like... Tetra.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tetra. So, yeah. Tetra's coming, as well as the Good King. And he's coming in his human form.
Oh.
But he can transform into the King of Red Lions... at any time during his attacks.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. You still looking it up?
Because I
was going to say I already covered it. And also the DLC can go back and forth between the two games. So whatever DLC was for Hyrule Warriors will be available for Hyrule Warriors Legends. And I think I heard a rumor that if you link up the two games, Tetra and the Good King are going to become available on your Wii U version.
That's what I heard too.
So that's something to look forward to.
That's a rumor run right there.
Yep. Fire Emblem will be called Fire Emblem Fates when it comes to the US, and they are actually putting out it's two Fire Emblem games that they announced, and one of them is just called FE for now.
FE?
Yeah, until they come up with another name, a better name for it, but right now the prototype name I think is FE. You've got a Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem, has a new Japanese trailer out. Monolith Studios' Xenoblade Chronicles X is finally coming to North America on December 5th, 2015 for the Wii U.
Gives me a reason to get a Wii U.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gives me a reason.
Yep. For you Animal Crossing fans, you have Happy Home Designer.
HHD. What?
Yep, HHD.
Play on design.
Basically, if you really enjoyed decorating your house, well, this is basically it, but you get to do it for each individual villager. You can decorate their entire house based on what they want.
Wow.
And you can place it however you see fit, and then based on some of their feedback, and you can also design the outside of their house. So exterior design is also in play.
Interesting.
So
sounds like a home gardening TV show going on there.
Right?
Yeah. Awesome.
But yes, it is absolutely adorable. Now, they had a brief segment on Yoshi's Woolly World, and it talks about the amiibo support and compatibility, which we already covered that. So yes, you get the little plush Yoshis that's going to be the new amiibos for Woolly World. And then Super Mario Maker will be releasing on the 11th of September 2015. So that's going to be huge. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Super Mario Maker. Now, some newly announced games from Nintendo. You have Legend of Zelda Four Swords successor.
To the Four Swords season?
So Legend of Zelda Four Swords has the successor now. And it's called Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. Now, it's not four swords. It's three now. So you have three characters. However, you have customizable armor. And it's co-op play.
Nice.
So you guys aren't competing against each other like you were in Four Swords Adventures. Yeah. You guys are working cooperatively.
As a team.
As a team to complete the game. And so it includes a new mechanic called the Totem Mechanic. Which allows all three of you guys to hop on each other's shoulders.
I saw previews of that.
And it's going to be in the same style and art form as A Link Between Worlds, crossed over with a little bit of Wind Waker.
Okay.
Ooh.
So it's going to have the 3D kind of look and the top view from A Link Between Worlds, but they're going to be drawn in the style of Wind Waker.
Wow.
So it's going to be an interesting, really, really interesting game. Oh. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that is a new game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Oh, yes.
Now, for you Metroid fans out there, we have a new Metroid Prime game called Federation Force. And that's also coming to the Nintendo 3DS. Now, it's the standout feature is it has a four-player co-op mode. And that's expected to release sometime in 2016. Going back to your Animal Crossing fans, there is going to be a board game-style game called Amiibo Festival.
I didn't think this would be true, but it is.
Now, check this. It is free to play if you have an Amiibo.
Any amiibo.
Any amiibo.
Wow.
So you just need an amiibo, and it's free to play. But actually, don't quote me on the any amiibo. You might need one of the new Animal Crossing amiibos to play. We'll check on that on one of the later podcasts once more information comes out. But it's set up like a board game, and it requires the amiibo to play. It's kind of like a Mario Party type game. It's interesting. Yo-Kai Watch, which has been highly talked about for a while now, finally has a new English trailer, and it's set for its upcoming release here in the West soon. That's all Nintendo's really put out. A new Mario RPG crossover is announced, and it's a cross between Mario & Luigi and Paper Mario. It's called Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, and it looks interesting. So definitely check that out if you're a fan of the two series.
Paper Mario was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, Paper Mario.
I loved it.
It'll basically, you'll be playing as Paper Mario with Luigi. The Mario and Luigi from the Mario and Luigi series.
Yeah.
So it's a mix of both art styles. It's actually pretty cool.
It's it.
So you got that. Mario Tennis is making a comeback.
Yeah.
What?
Mario Tennis Ultra Smash. And it's going to be bringing Mario Tennis to the Wii U in super high resolution graphics.
Jeez, the last time I...
Yeah.
64.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Now, the Wii U version, here's some other news. The Wii U version of the upcoming Skylander Superchargers is going to be getting compatibility with two exclusive amiibo. And get this, the two exclusive amiibos are going to be Hammer Slam Bowser.
Nice.
With the Clown Cruiser vehicle.
Nice.
And a turbocharged Donkey Kong with the Barrel Blaster vehicle.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, here's the interesting piece about this. Each of them can be used as one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
They have their base has a plastic turner, and you turn the dial to switch it between a Skylanders character or an amiibo.
2-in-1.
It's 2-in-1.
2-in-1.
And each one is going to have a very specific moveset and special ability in Skylanders.
Wow.
So that's something to definitely look forward to. They had to, they created a new Bowser just for this game. It's Bowser,
but new.
But his form, his alternate form that he transforms into is new. He's just for the Skylanders game. And it's kind of like a mix between Dry Bones Bowser and a Super Saiyan with flames. So it's pretty awesome. But yeah, that basically covers the gist of Nintendo's E3. We'll touch more on later on some of the things that definitely stuck out to us. But moving on, we have some Sony coming up next.
Some news of Sony. Let's see. Well, the beginning of the conference was day two for the E3 conference for Sony. Yeah. And they announced some very good games here. The latest Guardian. The Last Guardian. I can't even see that much. Followed up with pretty much a lot of trailers and footage for Street Fighter V.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky and Uncharted 4, A Thief's End. Uncharted 4, I really did like a lot. Even though it's still in development, it looks amazing.
It does. I'm not really much of an Uncharted fan, but it definitely looks pretty good.
I love the game. You have to play the game, Jesse. It's one of those.
Oh, no, I've played them. I've played them.
Okay.
I just wasn't a huge fan, but it was fun.
It was something different than what Halo is too.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
And also, news from Street Fighter V. I'm kind of going off of my head here right now, since its introduction 7 months ago, they introduced two new characters. One of them is the classic Cammy.
Yep.
Of course, which I love. And yep. The other one
is he's harking back. This guy's coming back
from the OG game. OG.
Yeah.
We're talking about Birdie. His last appearances is from the Street Fighter Alpha.
Yeah.
For the Alpha series. He was one of my favorite ones, and they also showed new modes too as well. The quote unquote the modes. Counter, Alpha Counter, and also the parry system.
Yep.
So let's see how this one goes. As a Street Fighter fan, I am stoked about it, since it's going on the new engine that, as I said before, on the Unreal Engine. So pretty much Capcom's not using their own custom engine anymore.
Yep.
Which just looks pretty cool.
It does.
And what else we have here? We also got
Media Molecule. The same developers that came up with Little Big Planet.
Wow.
And some other games are coming out with a new IP. It's called Dreams.
Dreams?
Yeah. And this game is going to be something unlike any other game you've ever played in your life. Basically, they want to recreate what it's like to have a dream and to make it real.
So technically an Inception video.
It's a free drawing game. You get to draw your dreams
however
you see fit and then animate them.
Yep.
So technically Inception, but not too crazy.
It's mind-blowing. You need to watch the presentation for it. It is phenomenal.
I will definitely have to do that, because I miss a lot of the Sony stuff, except for the main ones.
Sony put out some serious business at E3.
Oh, yeah, they did. They also got a Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Yep.
The co-op campaign gameplay was also shown during their keynote. Yep. You also got Disney's Infinity 3.0 edition.
Adding Star Wars characters.
Yes, from the Star Wars Battlefront 2 as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I said we also talk about Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Yep.
And, of course, newly announced game is called Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I've never... Yeah, we'll see about it on that one.
Well, it's from the same studio that brought you Killzone.
Yeah.
So it can't be bad, right?
But... We'll see. I'm kind of opinionated on my Killzone at this time. We also got a new Hitman game, which simply, titled Hitman.
Oh, yeah. And it's from a developer that just recently acquired them, too. Square Enix.
Yeah.
And get this. I'm gonna expand on this a little bit, but this Hitman is going to be active on the internet all the time. There are going to be contracts put out all the time. And you can do these in an open world with other players all playing. You don't know who's who, what's what.
If you have a bounty,
but there's a contract, and you have one chance to kill this person. How they die is how they die. End of game.
As long as you get
that's
them.
It. And it's going to be continuously active.
So this is going to be huge, unlike any other Hitman you've played.
Yeah.
There's also news from the Final Fantasy franchise called World of Final Fantasy.
Yep.
And we also got the launch of a Kickstarter, which is I am waiting for. Feel free to say it.
I'll give you the okay. There you go. Shenmue 3. There you go.
And of course, the major blockbuster news that Sony dropped on E3 is a remake of Final Fantasy VII on the PlayStation 4 engine.
Yep. First coming to PS4.
First coming.
It is going to be cross-platform.
So it is confirmed. It's going to be cross-platform. But play first on the PlayStation 4.
Of course. And that's just because of the long-standing history with PlayStation and the Final Fantasy franchise.
Indeed.
So you
that was
enough to break the internet on its own. And then you go ahead and throw Shenmue 3 in there.
And that really broke
the internet, because Kickstarter crashed.
It crashed their server. They met their goal within 12 hours exceeded past their goal within 24 hours.
Yeah, within 12 hours they had met their $2 million goal to create this game.
And within 24 hours
they were already at 125-150%.
Wow.
So
yes, I'm one of those.
Oh yeah, I will be I will be shortly. I decided to hold back for a little bit until all the kind of craziness went down.
Yeah. Well, I had to, because I guess I'm part of history now that
Oh yeah. And hey, check it out. Depending on how much you donate to the Shenmue 3 page, if you donate, I think it was $25-$30 or whatever it was, it basically you make your donation and it'll reserve you a copy of the game.
Uh-huh.
So when the game comes out, you will receive your copy.
Indeed.
So you're buying the copy and helping them make the game.
Yeah.
So it's a two for one kind of deal.
It's a win-win.
You get this, the more money you donate, the more stuff they're gonna throw at you.
Yep.
Yep.
If you donate, I think it was $100, your name will be in the credits. You will be part of the game for eternity.
Dang, dude. I put 50 down.
I don't know. There might be something for the 50. I think it was in the credits. I have to check what the actual list out was. And I'll write about it.
Dude, that is a long post end credits scene
there. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be huge. There's gonna be a skip button. I know it. But just one last thing. They had a milestone for people who donate $10,000. They actually had a milestone marker for people who donate $10,000. If you donate $10,000, you will get an official, actual leather jacket that Rio wears, and a plethora of other stuff thrown in.
Dude, that's not fair.
And it was the same. It's the same jacket that was worn by.
Oh no!
The same jacket when Shenmue 1 and 2 was released.
What?
It was the actual jackets that they wore when they went to events to announce Shenmue 1 and Shenmue 2.
I really wish you guys could see the smile on my face on this. It's sickening. I love it. For all the people that donated, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And for all the future donors, same way. Thank you too. Oh. And for all the people that helped crash a famous website.
That's awesome.
We made history, right?
Absolutely.
Any more news from that?
You got some Sony news right there.
Oh yes, we also got the company announced more details about this cloud-based TV services, which is called PlayStation View.
Yep.
The service will now be rolling into Los Angeles and San Francisco, and also individual channels too as well. Insisted to having to subscribe to multiple channel packages.
So instead of subscribing to multiple channel packages, you get to pick and choose which channels you want to subscribe to.
As in, you customize.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
I'll take the Cartoon Network. I'm good.
Give me... I do agree with Wayne on that one. What else? What other channels would you subscribe in?
I'm not sure. There's a bunch of things. Oh, I'm closed out of it.
You idiot.
That was it.
Hold on. Control-Shift-T. Control-Shift-T.
This is what we get for having a guy who barely drives to LA and back.
It's all good. There was a couple things that we kind of over-skipped real
just
quick.
Just a bit.
But we're trying to cut back
on our podcast time, especially if we don't want to bore you guys.
Yeah, we got some feedback saying it was quite long, so we're going to try and cut back on it, try and keep you guys entertained. Shoot, where was it? I just saw
it. Okay, we'll be getting also exclusive...
Bring it up. There it is. A new Destiny expansion called The Taken King.
Oh, yes. Sorry about that, folks.
So, there you go. A new Destiny expansion. Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Syndicate was coming out, which is... Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
And for those of you saying and giving crap to... Ubisoft for not having female lead characters, stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Well, they're still getting flamed for it, but they did add...
Evie.
A female character.
Evie Fry. And that's Jacob Fry's twin sister.
Yeah.
And according to the actual trailer, she is an utter badass.
Thank you, Ubisoft. For all the people that... What Jesse said? Really, guys?
Yeah.
Yep, so that's... Also there.
Pretty much he's the straight badass of the group.
Yep. Arkham Knight. Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
They showed off a cinematic trailer that showed that. And then a special PlayStation exclusive mission set.
Yes.
Yeah.
That revolved around the Scarecrow. So
yes.
That's really cool. No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky. Probably one of the largest open sandbox games I've ever seen.
I barely saw a small clip of that. I'm like, ooh.
I'm talking
massive,
full universe massive. Size, with like actual full animated planet sized planets. This game
massive.
Is superior to any other sandbox game to date, in my opinion.
And for the people that's thinking right now, yes, Arkham Knight's coming out in several days.
It is.
Yep.
It is very, very soon.
I've got it pre-downloaded already. Although it says there's going to be another 3.5 gig download for release.
Goodness. Oh, huh? What's that?
I don't know.
Who's talking?
Somebody's doing some kind of commercial back there.
Someone was talking to us in my head.
No, where'd it come from?
Or was it in your head?
Or was it in some people's head?
I don't know.
Okay, so Wayne, let's see what...
What else we got, Wayne?
Here?
Yep, on to Microsoft.
Wayne?
Yeah, so... Microsoft, basically, they gave us everything they got, basically.
Basically, Microsoft started out with a bang.
Yeah.
Sony kept it up, and then it just all exploded.
It just went from there.
Pretty much.
I mean, they started out with Halo 5 Guardians, giving us new information, some new footage, talking about Warzone, which is going to have, I believe, like 24 players involved in Warzone at one time. with the Covenant and other enemy forces as a third faction in your battles, in your multiplayer battles.
So technically, it's a
three-way battle.
A three-way free-for-all going on for Halo 5 Guardians.
Obviously, more about Fallout 4 was announced.
Fallout 5.
About... mods. You can create them on your PC, transfer them, and play them on the Xbox One now. Or when it comes out here.
Yep.
Pretty
much customizable environments for your Fallout game. Neighborhood, your house, how many stories, what kind of defenses you have.
You want some Fallout with your Fallout? Make it.
Forza 6.
What Jesse said.
Yeah. Forza 6.
I am hyped on this one.
Oh man, what was it? The Ford. I can't remember the name of the car. They had a beautiful car that they're bringing back. You're gonna have
the Gran Torino.
No, it was the race car that they actually had on stage. Anyways, I can't recall what it was. The one of the F1 series kind of like cars, something like that. You're gonna get new physics, higher graphics, faster frame rates. You'll get to drive in the rain at night. There'll be puddles, hydroplaning. I mean, it's going to be...
Hydroplaning is no joke, especially in video games.
It's going to really be... it's going to be nuts.
It really destroys times, your hope, and your morale.
Yeah, so we also had a new trailer for The Division, for Tom Clancy there. Really looking good on that one. Rainbow Six Siege. Which will also include both of Rainbow Six Vegas games, for as a bonus there.
Yeah.
A really interesting title called Gigantic was announcing that the beta comes out in August. That's a really interesting looking game. I'm not so sure of it yet, but it really looks interesting. tons of indie games were shown. One I'm interested in is actually Tacoma, which is kind of like a, I don't know, kind of a mystery in space kind of game, but, you know, full on third person.
I actually saw the trailer for, or the sneak peek for it. I did enjoy this, so I'm definitely have to pick that one up. Yeah,
Beyond Eyes, DayZ, creator IP Ion, both Xbox One and PC exclusive on debut. Ashen and Cuphead are another couple games that really look crazy. Cuphead is absolutely
nuts.
It's
pretty nuts. Fun.
I watched the trailer for Cuphead and it reminds me of Popeye. You know, I mean, it's crazy. You know?
No, seriously, he's actually telling the truth. And I did when I first saw Cuphead. I'm like,
yeah.
Popeye.
Yeah, the old classic cartoon. That's the look and feel of it. And it looks a lot of fun. I'm not sure about the story yet, but the gameplay looks fun. We got new gameplay videos from Rise of the Tomb Raider coming out this November. I gotta say, I'm blown away already on this game. I cannot wait. It's just too far away.
The Tomb Raider game that came out three years ago was awesome.
This game is gonna be bigger, more tombs.
You know what? It can't be Tomb Raiders without tombs, man.
Yeah, they're adding more tombs. They're adding.
They did get some blame for it because.
And if you're
the older, their more recent ones had a lack of tombs.
Yeah.
In a Tomb Raider game, so they're. Actually made a point to be like, and we're bringing more tombs
to the Tomb Raider.
Into Tomb Raider.
Well, not only that, you're gonna actually have to use parts of the environment now, so you'll actually be able to, forage. I believe there's hunting still involved in the game, but you actually will have to utilize plants to heal and so forth. Yeah. I mean,
it's like how it's just, you know, from the first game, hunting, and then also just, you know, lighting stuff on fire, just
custom
clear the way,
upgrading weapons and gear and all kinds of stuff.
This is a whole lot more interesting.
Fable Legends, I actually got a little bit more details on that one as well.
Yeah.
That's going to be available free to play on both Xbox One and PC and cross gameplay.
Oh.
And that's coming out this holiday. I mean, that's
for PC.
Yeah, I actually it's actually kind of funny because last year at E3 they were actually showing off Fable Legends in a very limited state, and I guess I played a little bit and it was really fun. That's actually a really good game.
Play it?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead and rub an anyone on you.
Huh?
Never mind.
Rod Ferguson of Coalition Games has announced Gears of War Ultimate Edition, remastered version of Gears of War, full 1080p, 60 frames a second. There is a beta going on right now. I've already played a little bit. It's really fun. It looks great. And the game will have 5 new campaign chapters.
They made it longer and sweeter for us then.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I gotta say.
We're also gonna be getting Gears of War 4 next year. And that's all you gotta say is go online, watch the trailer for Gears of War 4. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Another game I'm really excited about, and this is coming from Mega Man creator Keiji Inafune and Retro Studios, who are behind Metroid Prime, a game called ReCore. You're going to have to watch the trailer, but basically you're one of the last humans on Earth, and you're making friends with humans, or with robots, on going on a wacky, wild adventure, essentially.
So pretty much it's kind of like playing a friendly version of Terminator.
No. Not quite.
What you said.
EA got some big praise when they announced Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
I am waiting for that. I'm a huge fan of Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah,
I never thought this little indie game company coming out with Plants vs. Zombies would have actually done something so big and become so well received.
It's
a fun game to play.
It's really cartoony. I mean, just plants that shoot pea pods at people.
Uh-huh.
Dead zombies.
That's it. Well, the whole point of the game is they just wander across your lawn. Get off my lawn!
Basically. We had a cinematic trailer for Dark Souls 3.
Awesome.
Right? One game Fidel is really looking for is Rare Replay. 30 classic Rare games.
Yes, I am.
$30.
Yes, it is going to be worth the money.
Rare is also coming out with a new game, new IP called Sea of Thieves, a pirate-themed multiplayer game. And then on to some of the other big news here. We're getting backwards compatibility with 360 games on the Xbox One.
And don't you have that already, right, Wayne?
Yes. If you are on the preview program, there are a few games you can try that out with, such as Mass Effect. Defense Grid, which is an arcade game. That's the one I've been trying out with, and it plays great on the Xbox One. You don't have access to every feature of the Xbox, the Xbox 360, but you do have...
But slowly.
You do have the basic game there, and you can take advantage of the Xbox One features like recording gameplay, yeah, things like that.
Now, when is the backwards compatibility account available, Wayne?
This holiday.
And how much is it going to cost?
Nothing!
Free! Freedom!
It's going to be really easy. If it's an arcade game, it's going to show up in your download list.
And yeah, in your library.
If it's a disc game, just toss the disc in and boom. We're going to have over 100 titles available this holiday.
The only thing you got to ask Jesse right now is when Sony's going to do this.
Oh.
Actually, Sony doesn't have any kind of plan right now.
Nope. That's what they said.
Yeah. No answer to this one as of yet.
But that's okay. Hell yeah. Because we got Final Fantasy VII coming.
So, I got both. I ain't complaining.
So, yeah, all.
Another thing I'm really excited about is the Xbox One Elite controller.
Oh, I think it's going to be amazing.
Okay.
Fully customizable.
Yeah, you can replace buttons on it, swap them out. You can map buttons to different things. Trigger lock, paddles that are removable on the bottom. a switch for different gameplay modes. I mean, it's got a lot going for it. But it's going to cost $150.
Yeah, I'm not excited for that.
Yeah, that's a bit expensive. And I'm pretty sure I had a control pad that I bought from just an electronics store for like $25 that had the same exact thing, and I could switch out my joystick, my D-pad and my joystick, pop it out, switch it around, turn it in. I could customize the whole controller however I wanted. It was only $25.
Yeah, this is going to be a little bit different, but it's also going to be available for PC and Xbox
this
One.
This one just has mine was for PC.
Yeah.
This just has a big old X on it.
That's about it.
Take a look at the Xbox site on this, because it's got a lot of game. It comes with its own case, with room for all the little bits and pieces to take with you.
Yeah, all joking aside, though, it does look pretty
legit. It looks... Yeah. And the color scheme, really awesome.
Black and silver.
Black, silver, and gray. It's a...
Xbox One colors.
Yeah.
EA also went on stage to let you know that Titanfall will be coming to the roster along with...
Dragon Age Inquisition.
Inquisition coming soon to the EA Access program. And
awesome.
And... this week only, while E3 is wrapping up, it's open to all Xbox Live Gold members. Free.
Nice.
Yeah. There's also going to be an early access program from Microsoft on the Xbox One. That's called Xbox Game Preview, allowing you to get demos for certain games, such as The Long Dark and Elite Dangerous, that started now. And you can decide later if you actually want to put money towards the game.
So pretty much a preview.
A demo, basically.
Demo.
Yeah.
And awesome. I would love that.
Yeah, you have that on the Windows Phone and a lot of games. It's really good to have. Microsoft has teamed up with Valve to add more VR experiences to the Xbox One. And that's on top of the partnership with Oculus. So Microsoft's big on VR right now. We also had from Mojang, new version of Minecraft using HoloLens.
That was...
mind-blowing.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I am a huge fan of the HoloLens since first introduced.
Yeah.
And having Minecraft on it,
that's going to be a game changer.
They're even teasing Halo on HoloLens.
That's
jump message. Let me help you up.
Yeah, I have a feeling the whole concept behind the HoloLens with, if they do include it into Halo, would basically put you into the form of your
first
character,
the first person
and
view,
that
of...
would be where your HUD would be displayed.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be a HUD on your TV screen. Instead, the HUD would be going right to your HoloLens,
right straight to your eyes.
So it would be looking through the helmet
of Master Chief
of
himself.
Master Chief or your Spartan.
Now,
if you're playing other games.
A couple other things for you guys here that we're showing off a little bit was Windows 10 on Xbox One. That's coming later this year in the fall. You're going to have full access to Cortana in Xbox One.
Oh my god. He's actually going to talk to a girl now.
So, we've got good voice commands on the Xbox One now, right? Now you're going to be like, hey Cortana, add
this to that.
Add Fidel to join this game. Send him an invite to join me. Boom, done. Hey Cortana.
Fidel gladly denies.
Hey Cortana, record the last 2 minutes of this game and share it to my feed. Boom, done. I mean, there's opportunities are endless.
It sounds phenomenal.
In theory.
We're
also getting a faster UI game UI system. It's gonna be faster, easier to load up games, quicker. A lot of under the hood improvements, and AMD has actually been taking a big part of that, and we'll get to that in a minute. But first, we'll move over to something a little bit smaller here and let one of these guys talk a little more.
Yeah, I don't think Cortana. Well, Cortana is going to be designed to interact with people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So she might have a little bit of problems with Wayne. She might, you know, come across and just be like, hey, you know, I don't interact with, you know, monotonous androids.
Yeah.
I actually interact with actual emoting people.
Yep.
Actually, I get along with her pretty well on my phone, so.
Yeah, because she says whatever you want to hear. Okay. So
anyway,
we got news coming for Batman Arkham Knight. The Batmobile edition is canceled due to quality issues. Unforeseen circumstances led to cancellations of Arkham Knight's big premium edition, which sucks. I actually wanted to get this.
Yeah, now this was marketed to retail at about $200.
It is worth the $200.
And it was going to come with your copy of the game, an actual, like, Batmobile statue. It was gonna
comes with an art
legit.
Book, a skin pack. A
skin pack.
And also
and a comic book.
Yeah. A steel, typical steel book, and Jesse said, a comic book.
But that's no longer available, so
I know.
But the new 52 skin pack will be now available to everyone.
I love the new 52 skin pack.
So that's gonna be interesting. I can't wait to play it. I really can't wait to play this game.
I actually pre-ordered the which one? Just the.
I got the deluxe digital version, but you know.
I got the GameStop edition. Okay, so other news too as well. More games. Well, actually, how can I say this? More goodness from Halo 5. If you... Let's see. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the figures right now.
The collector's edition has been announced.
I think the word you're looking for were tasty morsels.
Epic!
Thank you.
More tasty morsels from Halo 5.
The $250 collector's edition will come with a Guardian model by Metal Earth, uniquely designed Spartan-themed steelbook, Warzone rec bundle, 14 premium requisition packs, Spartan Locks classified orders, and the Halo Fall of Reach animated series, along with a huge little statue here that is just with Locke and Chief.
So, you also can't forget about the...
Middle Earth Guardian.
Yeah. Guardian.
Now, one thing I like about this is that it shows the game as being a digital download in the box.
Yep, which means your entire box is just for merch.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about having a disc to play the game. I like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't help but cringe at that price tag.
I know.
That's a painful price tag.
I still got to get it, though. I still got to get it.
$250?
$250.
My friend's custom arcade stick was $500, so.
Yeah. That's... I'm sorry. I got to cringe at that, man. I'm a broke gamer.
All right, Fidel. You want to go and take this one?
Which one's that one go up? I want to see the... This is yours, man.
this is all yours, man.
I know. He's having a fanboy moment. If you guys know what we're talking about, feel free to laugh. I actually want to play this one, too, as well. So.
Yeah. Transformers Devastation is going to be coming to all the major platforms, PS4, Xbox One, PC. It is the easiest way to describe it is a third-person action brawler. That is very retro in design. It actually has look and feel of the original series.
The 1980s.
In the 80s. Cell-shaded animation styling, but popped out in full HD glory. Yep. You get to play one of five Autobots, including Optimus Prime, Bumblebee, Swideswipe, Grimlock, or Wheeljack.
That's Sideswipe, not Swideswipe, like he said.
Swideswipe.
Okay.
Swideswipe?
Yeah, Sideswipe.
You can unlock new skills, build new weapons as the game progresses.
Swipe side?
Yeah. Swipe side. You'll get to go against Megatron, Devastator, among others. Some really cool news here is that Of course, Peter Cullen coming back to voice Optimus Prime.
Yes!
He has to. There's nobody else on the face of the earth.
I hope he doesn't
play Optimus Prime.
I hope he doesn't pull a Mark Hamill and say, hey, this is going to be
my last one. Oh, yeah. Man, that would be
terrible. No, Mark, please come back.
I don't see him doing that. But Frank Welker coming back from Megatron and Soundwave.
Nice.
Dan Gilvezan, who has not voiced Bumblebee since the 87, is coming back to voice Bumblebee.
That's since the first Transformer movie, right?
Yep.
Dude!
Yes.
Yo!
And Greg Berger is coming back to voice Grimlock.
Well, that's not easy. Not so hard to do.
So you're getting some of the original cast members coming back to play this game. It looks beautiful. Check out the trailer.
And you said all these cast members coming back, it's pure nostalgia. I feel like watching the first Transformers movie, not the Michael Bay, but the actual animated one.
Oh yeah,
the one with the 80s rock band theme going through.
Yep. And this is coming This is coming to current and next gen consoles as well as PC.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So your PS3 and Xbox 360 as well. Yes. And then as I mentioned, AMD had some big announcements as well.
AMD brought out the band hammer right now.
They did, man. They brought out some big guns.
So,
in a small package.
In a very small
package. So what they did is they started out.
Men in Black.
They started out with the updates to the R9.
The R9 graphics card.
R9, R7, 300 series graphic cards, and you know what? Those are good cards. They're updates to what's currently out there, but then they blew us away. They announced the R9 Fury X, the Nano. These are cards that use a new HBM memory. They are very quick. They're much faster than DDR5, and they use less watts.
Less power. By the looks of this, I'm viewing the picture right now. It's a little bigger than the palm of my hand.
That's the Nano. You can fit in your hand.
Single fan, a double decker.
Yeah. The R9 Fury X is actually a little bit bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And currently they are actually showing these things benchmarking better than the 980 on NVIDIA.
Yes,
and
way better.
They expect it to outperform the Titan.
The Titan's just stupidly massive.
And the Titan has more memory on it.
Yes. It's only been, I would say, 3-4 months?
Somewhere on there, yeah.
Yeah, give or take.
So what AMD has done with their new chips is they've designed them specifically for 4K gaming.
4K only, no toggling back and forth from 2K to 4K or vice versa.
You can play other resolutions, but they're designed to handle 4K smoothly.
Yeah.
No lag, no issues.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who are ultra confused, it does go above 1080.
Yeah.
Because you know 1080i, 1080p. After that, there is no more I or P.
It
goes 1K, 2K, 4K.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah.
Oh my God. Yes.
Like, oh man, like not even real world looks as good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The human eye can only see 2K or close to 2K.
Somewhere right. There. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, what they've done here is they're designing their chips so they can handle the best of gaming, both for virtual reality, 4K. And anything else that's thrown at them, basically. They also announced what's called Project Quantum. This is a new gaming PC for the living room. This thing has two Fury X's built inside of it.
It looks like two big dinner plates.
Yeah.
It looks like two big dinner plates with their Radeon symbol on the bottom left corner. Yeah.
Now, this is just a prototype right now, but they're saying this is the one of the most powerful machines out there right now.
So, who was drunk enough to actually make two dinner plates on top of each other?
Honestly, I would say it looks more like a bento.
So, like I said, it's
a bento box?
Yeah.
It includes two R9 Fury chips already on this thing. So, when they announced this, they basically told us that the bottom half is the hardware, whereas the top half is the cooling.
Huh.
So think about that for a second. Take it up, look it up, Project Quantum. It kind of looks like two of Alienware's Alpha PC gaming desktops kind of sandwiched together. A lot of people have been saying that, and, that's right.
Well, sandwich-wise, it doesn't look really sandwich-wise because it's actually spaced out in the middle.
Well, I guess you'd have to have a stack of pepperoni in the middle.
Something, All right, what else he has on there?
They're also partnering. AMD is actually specifically partnering with many different companies, such as Oculus and other VR companies, GE and others, to give VR the best performance on AMD. Period. They even have their own software, Liquid VR, which is going to help translate technology into the gaming
gaming scene right now.
And with DirectX coming from Microsoft, AMD is making a big splash here. Right now, you're looking at the 300 series cards are available now. They start around 109 up to 429. The R9 Fury is going to be coming back about in a week here, later this next week or so, and they'll cost starting around 649. The Nano has no release date yet.
Okay.
I could bring up the specs, but I don't want to bore everybody.
We can bring in the specs, but
but there they are.
Here are the specs. Good God!
These things are fast.
All right, so I'm gonna run through these real
powerful.
Quick.
Powerful.
Okay. Yeah. I could speak through these pretty quick.
Really quick. So this is your 1 minute run.
You want to time it? I can get this done in under a minute.
So we're actually, for the people who's listening right now, we're having a little fun thing, like during the podcast. During the podcast, like in the middle of it, or after the podcast.
Yep.
I explained a little bit of it, Jesse.
All right, so we're gonna try and do this thing where we're trying to think of a good name for it. We came up with Mobile Minute, but we're not really mobile.
Or how about Micro Minute?
The Micro Minute. All right, I like that. Cool. See, boom, on the spot. Like it. Okay, so the Micro Minute. Okay, basically it's timed 1 minute, and I gotta cover as much of one certain thing as I possibly can in a minute. So here, they're going to test it out.
Ready?
And we're going to go through the different models and stuff like that for the different AMD, I guess, processors.
Are you ready?
So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
And 3, 2, 1, start.
Okay, so we're going through the model, the architecture, clock speed, memory bandwidth, memory interface, memory size, stream processor, power connectors, and launch price. So you got the Radeon R9 Fury X, 28 nm, up to 1050 megahertz, 512 gigabytes, 4096 bit HBM, 4 gigabytes HBM, 4096 64 compute units, 2x8 pin, and it's $649. You got the Radeon R9 Fury, not the X, same architecture, 28 nm, up to 1000 megahertz, 512 gigabytes, 4096 bit HBM, 4 gigabytes HBM, 3584 56 compute units, no power connectors, unknown at this time. Launch price, $549. The R9 390X, 28 nm, up to 1050, 384, 512 gigs, 512 bit GDDR5, 8 gig GDDR5, 2816 44 compute units, 1x6 pin, 1x8, $430. R9 390, 28, up to 1000, 384, 512, 8 gigabytes, 2650, 1x6, 1x8, and 330. Okay, so I got all of them except for the last one.
Well, you know what? We have to change this. We have to, before we start next time, we got to say, you know, what the subjects, their model, architecture, all that kind of stuff. We got to do it before we start the...
Because I think I killed about a good, 10 seconds?
I killed about a good 12 seconds, man.
Okay, so yeah, I probably could have covered everything there in under a minute.
That was a hell of a run.
Okay, well, let me cover that last one before we're done. Okay, so the one that I did get to cover was the last one. It was the Radeon R9 380. And it's a 28 nm architecture. It's up to 970 megahertz clock speed, 182.4 gigabytes memory bandwidth, 256 color GDDR5, up to 4 gigabytes GDDR5 memory size. The stream processor is 1792 or 28 compute units. It's 2x6 pin connector, and it's launching at about $200.
That is not bad.
No, these are well priced for what kind of performance they offer.
Yep. I'm sorry if that came out really loud during that part. I had to get really close to kind of read it so I didn't stumble, and I still stumbled a little bit, but that's okay.
It's not as bad as I would have done or something, you know? Close to wait.
All right, so. I kind of like the Micro Minute.
The Micro Minute sounds good, so I guess we are keeping this, or the Micro Minute segment, onto our podcast.
Love it.
I hope you guys enjoy our E3 podcast, our post E3 podcast. There'll be more news coming up, games coming in, and to let you guys know what's around the corner next month. Comic-Con.
Yep.
Ooh.
So make sure to...
And that's San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego International Comic-Con 2015.
Yep.
Held here in our own backyards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're gonna try and get as much coverage for that as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
My trigger finger for my camera's gonna... I just looked at it. I'm going to 7 photo ops in 2 days.
Goodness. Yeah.
That's
quite a bit.
That's Thursday and Friday, not Saturday.
But you know what? Our torture is your pleasure.
Oh, yes. And actually, our pleasure is also our torture, but your gain.
Yeah, it is. Everything is for your gain. So I hope you guys really enjoy what we end up doing here. And you know, as always, you can always like us on Facebook. Check out our website.
Like us. Share us.
There you go.
Say hi to us. You know,
absolutely. We're
all friendly.
We're not the monsters under your bed. You can say hello. At least I'm not the monster under your bed. I don't know about Wayne.
Probably Wayne's beard.
Wayne's beard, I think, is growing a life of its own.
Yeah, I know. Does it have his own zip code yet, Wayne?
I think I saw a gremlin in there the other day.
Jeez. We should make a game out of that, you know?
The beard gremlin. I'm going to copyright that. Don't take it.
We already started it. After this podcast, we are going to start it.
That's it.
We are going to mail it.
All right.
Again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. And hey, we're here to be in the future. 8 bits at a time.
And we'll see you next week.
Alrighty. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.